Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
Chris Barsby hops into the gig. Morning, Chris.
Sean, good morning to you and good morning, everyone. Sustaining payments have been made for the Inter-Dominion. As it stands right now, 34 trotters are left and there's 33 paces left. Of course, this series starting on November 29 and the venue this year is Auckland, Alexandra Park. So we look forward to that. There is 11 Aussies amongst the paces that are left and there's plenty of trotting interest as well. And I want to start by talking about the trotters because, as we know, Menangle-based trainer Ricky Alchin has made the trip from Sydney to New Zealand. He's tackling New Zealand Cup Week and then he's going to be venturing north to be part of the Inter-Dominion Series and he's been kind enough to join us first up this morning. Ricky, good morning. Appreciate the time.
No worries, Chris. How are you going?
I'm very well. You're in New Zealand. Firstly, leg one with Tough Monarch. How did he handle it from Sydney to Auckland?
Yeah, no, he handled it really well. So he went from Sydney to Auckland and yeah, it was all new to him, but no, he pulled up very well. And stopped over in Auckland for the night and he arrived in Christchurch this morning. So, and he's bright as a button.
Okay, so the travelling part is done and all looks okay. Whereabouts are you based there in the South Island?
Yep, I'm staying down with Crean Dalgety. I don't even know what the little town's called, but it's not too far out of Christchurch and a really nice complex. And yeah, if he doesn't settle in there, he won't settle in anywhere. So yeah, that's really good.
Okay. All right, so you're at West Melton, and you're at the famed Kentuckiana Lodge.
Yep, that's exactly where I am.
All right, so you're in good hands.
Yep, no, they've all looked after me well. I know Crean and Murray. He spent a bit of time in Sydney with Blake Fitzpatrick, Murray that works for Crean. So, yeah, they'll look after me quite well.
Okay, so what's the plan at this stage? Today week, we've got the Cup Trial, which is a big trial session at Addington. A lot of horses go there. We have the big New Zealand Cup trial itself. Are you likely to go there? Was there any temptation about starting him at Kaikoura next Monday?
Not really. He'll definitely trial in a week's time. That's where you'll see him. I would have liked to have taken him to the Kaikoura Cup, but I mean, it wasn't part of his program. I just would have liked to take him there because the track and the cup days always interest me, but I'll probably leave the horse at home and venture up there myself and have a look, I think.
Okay. Now, with the trial that you're going to have today week, is it more about just familiarising yourself with the venue and the track itself, or are you expecting to give him a really solid hit out there?
No, the horse is actually very fit and very well. He had a hit out at Menangle on Sunday before he came over here on Monday night, and he worked exceptional there. I could not have been happier with him. So he's pretty well on the mark. He'll just have a look at the track, and you know he'll do a bit. He'll have a nice solid trial, but he won't need to break records. And then from there, he'll go into the Trotters Mile on Cup Day, and then to the Dominion. So. But that's a plan in the South Island.
Okay, so you're starting him both days on Cup Week or during Cup Week?
Yep, at this stage, that's the plan. I mean, depending on how he comes through the trial, but yeah, that's our plan. The owners are happy to do that. And I'm not going to drive him over here, but we'll announce a driver for him in the next couple of days.
Okay, have you got a short list?
Yeah, I've got a pretty short list. It'll be okay. Either Tony Hurley or Anthony Butt will drive the horse.
So. Okay, all right. And then once you complete those two races in the South Island, straight up to the North Island in preparation for the Inter-Dominion?
Yeah, that's the plan. I mean, the flights out of Christchurch, I don't think they go all that regularly. So IRT was telling me, I think I can get him up there, I think it's 10 days after the Dominion, or the other option is to take him up by road and boat to get him up there a bit earlier to familiarise him with the right hand going back the other way. So we'll make that call after the Dominion.
Okay. Any concerns about that way of going, the Auckland way of going?
Oh, I mean, there's probably always a little bit of a concern because they get so used to racing that one way. I mean, I've done a fair bit of work with him back the other way and he seems to handle it well, but, you know, it's like anything, race conditions are different. But I'll be surprised if he doesn't handle it. He's pretty genuine now and he's trotting well. And, you know, he's quite versatile, and not much seems to worry him at the minute. So, no, I'm confident he'll go the other way quite well.
All right, let's talk about your rivals. Let's talk about Monday, Ashburton. Probably your two biggest rivals, both stepped out. They were in different races, but they both flexed their muscles big time. Talking about Mark Cooler and Oscar Bonavina, what were your thoughts on both of those guys from Monday?
Yeah, look, they're both two outstanding trotters. I mean, Mark Cooler's probably getting back to somewhere close to where he was last year. He's running the Dominion last year. He was, you know, off the charts. He's a very, very good horse. He seems to be, you know, peaking at the right time. Oscar Bonavia, well, he's just, you know, taking everything in his stride at the moment, and he's in great hands. So, I mean, both those horses are, you know, they're very, very good horses, but I think my horse is a very, very good horse too. I mean, he's trotted 153 at Menangle and done it quite easy. So, you know, he's going to have to be on his game, but I wouldn't have bought him this far if I didn't think he would be competitive. So, you know, that's why we're here, and they'll know he's there.
Okay, news coming through that Oscar Bonavina won't be contesting the Inter-Dominion. So that's a win in a way already.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you can't forget McGlovin either. The other Aussie, he's run down in Melbourne when we met last time. It was a very, very good run down there. So, you know, you've got those three. But McGlovin and Oscar Bonavia aren't going to the Inter-Dominion. So, you know, that's probably a good sign for the other runners.
All right. Just a quick one. You've kept the home fires burning, a winner yesterday at Menangle. First up for the stable. What a lot of fray. Did the job, and did the job in good style.
Yeah, she did. Look, she's just an honest little filly, but she's got good speed. Yesterday was just her first. I hadn't trialled her or anything. That was just her first step out for me, and she's been working quite good, but I didn't think she could beat Princess Kenny, Robbie Morris's horse, which was actually scratched at the start. So once it was out, you know, she jumped to the front and she went really well. So, you know, she'll just go through her grades and, you know, she'll probably end up up your way somewhere at some point if we can find a buyer for her. So, yeah, she's an honest little filly that'll keep going through her grades.
All right, good stuff. We'll watch her with interest. Ricky, as always, appreciate the time. Good luck over there with the New Zealand campaign, starting with that trial next week. We'll be in touch.
No worries. Thanks, Chris.
There's Ricky Alchin live from New Zealand joining us. So he's arrived and he's in good order and he's now in the South Island. So he's handled all of that travelling really well, which is exciting news. Just in some other news, we've got Harness Racing tonight at Bathurst. 9 races there. Mark McNamara bringing us all of the action. We mentioned this earlier in the week, or Brittany Graham certainly did. I know she caught up with Andy McCarthy. But again, congratulations to Andy landing 4 Breeders' Crown trophies across the weekend at Mohawk in Canada. Leading Sydney owner Emilio Rosati is also in North America. The Harrisburg yearling sale fast approaching. Expect Emilio to be quite active at that sale. The Miracle Mile champ from 2 seasons ago now, Myfield Marshall, he's back hobbling and they're looking at a Christmas return, hopefully just a bit before Christmas, but all looks to be going quite well with the fastest horse in Australasia. Of course, he clocked 146.8 when successful winning the Miracle Mile. We learnt of the news earlier in the week, Ignatius and Harjeet from the James Rattray stable, they're not going to make that trip to the Inter-Dominion for Auckland. Ignatius trialled on Monday, trialled really well, but they're just going to stay closer to home and keep the home fires burning. They didn't want to rush for that Auckland Inter-Dominion series. Here's a bit of good news. Amaretto, the star mare, she hasn't raced since the Victoria Cup last year. She's expected to go back to the trials next Monday night at Bathurst for Ashley Grimes. So that's exciting news. She is a very, very good mare. Earnings in excess of $500,000. So that's good news. Also good news, Expensive Ego back in work, and he looks a picture of health for David Thorne. Of course, Unbeaten had a wow of a rookie turn, but he's back in work, and there's a couple of Kiwis headed our way. Naholo going to the stables of Kerri-Ann Morris, and Lockheel goes to the stables of Lester Hewitt. They're both Kiwis that are set to do a nice job here in Australia. Sean, that is all the news for On The Pace on this Wednesday. Back tomorrow with Mark, and I'll join you next Wednesday morning.